remind myself and my grounding about what was important for me. Mm-hmm. So it was me incorporating these skills and taking it with me wherever I went. I worked within healthcare in many different segments, outpatient, primary care, all these different ways.
Yeah.
And always boils down to like what I say in terms of like finding your back to the purpose. The purpose is around mental health, well-being, overall well-being of people, especially people who are Black. And my emphasis has really been on immigrants.
Right.
So being with Undocumented Black Network, being a co-founder of that organization was really on this idea of being like Black undocumented people in the United States, despite the fact that we exist, have received no kind of coverage, often are dismissed, often invisibilized as much as possible, and often told to that just keep your head down.
Yep.
Because if we win, you can win too. When the fact of the matter is we are the marginalized group and they're should be elevated.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
So it was the idea of like, my role was bringing in the idea of like people's mental wellness and how the importance of mental wellness and how you bring that. So as we started to organize and we started to strategize and we started to look at, how do we engage in advocacy as an organization? That organization has, in the time that I was there, was 5.5 years. I left last September, two of which was me engaging as a co-executive director, was the idea of centering people's well-being as part of organizing.
Right.
And so it was the idea of me bringing the things that I was already passionate with into this space and people actually receiving it, understanding like, hey, you can't organize and focus on being either frontline or advocacy or any kind of thing. You can't engage in storytelling without considering people's well-being.
Right.
You can't think about what policies are going to be shifting and put into place without thinking about people's well-being.
Okay. So how would storytelling affect somebody's well-being, for example?
Yeah. So we've all heard a little bit about trauma porn.
Right. Yeah.
And about the idea of when people are sharing their story, it feels like they throw everything out there and people receive it. And there are people who receive their story and go, oh, wow, that's so terrible. And then that story leaves that person who's the teller, leaves them raw, and leaves the other person who's the receiver as, wow, I'm so heart thrown by that. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to the next thing.
Wow.
And so the idea of storytelling is recognize that people have the opportunity to tell the story that they want to tell. Mm-hmm. What often happens in advocacy and organizing is the push for the storyteller to tell the story that is needed as opposed to the story that they want to tell. So sometimes people ask specifically, can you tell us about your background? Can you tell us about what you've been through? Can you tell us about the adversity? But for the most part, there's ways of addressing that without necessarily it being like complete, like spill out of everything, all the trauma that you've experienced over your time for the bare purpose of a story for somebody else to hear. And so the idea of like centering somebody's well-being is centering that person and centering the person and the story that they want to tell, the story that they are ready for and the story that they want to be able to share, right, as opposed to responding to the person on the outside. And so well-being is actually taking the opportunity, for example, that when somebody's learning about their story, the opportunity to prep for that story, engage in that story, and then debrief after they've had a storytelling experience, debrief with somebody who cares, who supported them in that process, help them understand that you did a really great job. Even if there isn't a change that we see them see actually on this broader level, it might be a smaller change, like helping people understand. Mm-hmm. Storytelling is a really effective, it is a like ancestrally bounding thing for us. Yeah. And the story is up to you, not somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a few conversations of late about storytelling, and it's something that, as you say, it's deeply ancestral. It's also deeply grounding. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, like, the line between like telling your story and it becoming trauma porn. I'm trying to understand that dynamic, because it's like I've also been in the position of like receiving stories and then people around me say, oh, well, that's trauma porn. And I'm like, okay, but those stories are necessary to be told and to be heard. Mm-hmm. Because if the people who are on the other side who don't have those experiences, don't hear about them, then how are we ever going to grow and learn to be better human beings and all of that stuff. So I'm kind of having difficulty because I've heard the expression trauma porn like put out there, but I've never quite fully grasped it because I've always found that the stories that are called trauma porn are stories that need to be told.
For you, when you think about the person who told you that, who was the person that was defining it as trauma porn? Was it somebody who was receiving it or somebody who was telling it?
It wasn't the person who was telling it, but they may have been from the same community of the people that were telling it, which is why sometimes I'm very like, I don't want to challenge it too much because I'm not from that community per se. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but we need to hear those stories. If we don't hear them, you know, there's no growth. And like, what I love about the Black community on a whole is that within our community, there's so many different levels. There is, you know, there's the Caribbean community within the Black community. Then there's English and French speaking Caribbean community. Then there's the African community. Then there's the LGBT community. And the LGBT community has all of those different, you know, Caribbean, African, and so on. And so there's always different segments of stories that are isolated. You know, like an LGBT community story can be very isolated from a cishet English-speaking Caribbean community story, you know? So when those doors or those lines begin to intersect and we start hearing each other's stories, it's like, I'm very conflicted when I hear, when I hear that it's considered trauma porn because we don't hear those stories. And how else can we hear those stories if they're not told?
So then let's take away the word itself. Take away the word of trauma porn. Take that away and put that to the side for a second. And there's a person engaging in storytelling. Is the person's storytelling being exploited?
Okay.
Is that person being exploited as part of their storytelling process?
Right.
So shifting that aside, but let's look at it as like the idea of the ownership of the story is upon the person who's the teller. And regardless of what that story is, that person who's the teller owns that story, and nobody else can say what that story is meant to look like, if you should change it to make it sound better or make it sound more adverse, or like the storyteller is the owner.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the details are, it's whether or not that person felt good and feels solid and feels grounded in being able to share whatever details they want. Not necessarily because somebody's asking them and telling them you need to share these details, because then people don't get it if they don't hear it. Right. The idea is people are going to get it. They will get it, whatever you share. So the idea of like the attachment of exploitation, and what happens a lot in the context when it comes to immigration, is the idea that if we don't share everything about ourselves and throw all of ourselves on our table, like just expose ourselves completely, like come raw and everything.
Yeah.
These people who are in powerful places will not care about us. And it has nothing to do with that. The fact of the matter is these people often don't care about us as is anyway. You have to come grounded from a place of like, when you're telling the story, it is for the purpose of what you know your purpose is. So the idea of, again, going back to, is this exploitative? And so the fact is like you as a storyteller, people will receive it. And the idea is like, recognize that when you're telling it, people will receive it in many different ways. And it is not up to you to change their minds about you because you're telling them a story.
Right.
That's the context of like centering your own and centering the well-being of the person and the community as part of it. And so what happens is like when we have stories, we all find ourselves in a place of being able to feel held when we're telling our stories. It's a community holding you.
Yeah.
Are they recognizing that you are putting yourself in a position of feeling like you can share your story? And it is a very vulnerable place. And so are you going to be able to do it without judgment? And if you can't do it without judgment, because this is a, like, you know, in a political context, recognize that you have to be in a place where you've kind of like created your buffer. and you understand why your purpose exists, that there may be some judgment from that side, but what you know is you judge that you have done well with mm-hmm. this story. So that's the idea of incorporating well-being in it and centering the person itself, as opposed to the idea of like the exploitation associated with storytelling that sometimes happens.
I understand it better now that you've talked about exploitation. I'm able to put it more into context. Puts it... Yeah, because I couldn't understand, because when the person described it as trauma porn, like I couldn't wrap my head around it. But when you mm-hmm. say, is the work exploitative? Is the story an exploitation? And I think about like poetry slams. When you go to poetry slams, there's a formula. You can go into poetry slams and you have a formula and it'll hit. Mm-hmm. When women are performing, if they talk about their stories of rape and trauma and stuff like that, that always hits the crowd. And there are some mm-hmm. teams that will like kind of almost force the competitors to use those stories, especially when they mm-hmm. need those points. And I've spoken to people who have gone to slams, and they were describing, you know, some of the youth that were telling those stories, and how they're on stage and they're bawling their eyes out, and mm-hmm. and they're reciting their poetry, and like everybody is, you know, standing ovation or whatnot. But what happens to that youth afterwards? Like, is that youth protected? Mm-hmm. And in a safe space once they come off that stage. And that speaks to the exploitation. And for me, now I understand the context of trauma porn, because they're just using their story in order to gain points, quote unquote, to mm-hmm. gain points to win this competition. But is that person safe at the end of the day, having told that story and having... Okay, thank you. I understand it better now.
You know, that's the thing about what happens is we get words that get, like, they become very common words to use, and yet very much so it complicates, like, our understanding of things. It becomes very much, like, where is that word from, and how did we get it? And then it feels, like, complicated about, like, how do we break that down? How does this apply? So mm-hmm. then if we take it and put it to the side for a second, and then we just look at what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, having a youth, somebody who is, were they ready to have that story? Like, were they ready to tell their story?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They could have a story, and they can know that, well, maybe they weren't ready to tell the whole story, but maybe it was part of the story. Mm-hmm. So their readiness, are they being held? Is this for the purpose of something else, or is it for that person? And so recognizing that, and how well-being is actually incorporated as part of that. Like what I've had as my experience over time is being the lone social worker, often in a number of spaces.
Right.
And the social worker really often focuses on mental health. Not all social workers do. Mm-hmm. Is the idea of like how we do things all the time that are mental health supporting things mm-hmm. all the time. It doesn't necessarily have to be like therapy. Mm-hmm. But we do things all the time, practices that we hold between each other, like holding ourselves in acts of love between community, like those things are supportive of people's mental health and well-being. So like the idea of storytelling can have well-being incorporated in it, can have mental health and our safety incorporated into it. Mm-hmm. So that was my role in coming, like when you described all the things I had done, that was my role was like, okay, well, let's look at it from this picture here. So even when I practice in looking through how people are organizationally, how are they engaging with their staff, or what does their organization look like in terms of like, is it meeting capacity, or is it over capacity? Most times nonprofits are over capacity.
Right.
But like, yeah. What are the practices you have? Or whether I choose, when I'm engaging in therapy with somebody and I'm engaging one-to-one and talking with them about like, let's look at this picture. This is about you. What's important for you? Mm-hmm. That was my role. Is actually centering as much as possible. Okay, well, what does your well-being mean here? What's important here? The well-being of people. Who's ultimately important? People.
Yeah.
Structures and all this different stuff, they come. But who's important? The people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I ended up in all that stuff.
Wow. I'm so glad that we brought you on, because there's so... Like those terminologies come up and sometimes we have a general understanding of them. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's like, some people say it over and over again, and I'm like, I just don't understand what you're saying. Yeah. You know, and I think it's important for us to have these conversations in order to be able to understand one another and understand even people who are not here. Like, I can go and have another conversation with someone else and be like, okay, this is how I understand it. Maybe mm-hmm. we can come to a same level of understanding. Even if we don't necessarily agree, you know, mm-hmm. at least we understand what the other person is saying. Just in case you tune in for the first time this evening, I don't know where you've been. I don't know why you're not listening from 7 o'clock like you're supposed to every Tuesday evening. But we are speaking to Gabrielle Jackson, who is a licensed clinical social worker, therapist, and facilitator in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. She is so much more than that. Like I said at the beginning of this segment, I've been feeling full and now I'm getting stuffed. But as is usual with radio, we got to take a break, pay some bills, play some music. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Knows who they are, not afraid, and that's a fact. And yes, I said it, conceal what they're dressing, and whenever feel it, it will be a blessing. Ain't personal, it's not you. Doesn't need you to tell her what to do. Go show your life. It's what's gonna keep you in the night, yeah. I got troubles.
inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophets say I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my fucking life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker of emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation.
Yes, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest this evening has been Gabrielle Jackson, licensed clinical social worker, therapist, facilitator, former co-executive director of the Undocu Black Network. Just someone who does a whole lot of stuff when it comes to the health and wellness of Black people in the state, specifically in Washington. But, you know, with the advent of Zoom and all of that, she's able to spread it a little bit further and now has made her debut in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, vis-a-vis Soul Perspectives. Yeah, I can say it. We had her here first. Gabrielle, thank you so much for being here. This has been a very enlightening and interesting conversation. I always kind of struggle in the last segment to like, okay, what are we going to talk about? Because, you know, this is normally the wrap-up segment, but What would you want to be someone's takeaway from this conversation? Mm. What would you want someone to understand or to learn or to know about you?
About me.
And what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, first, I'm just a regular person. A regular, shmegula-degula person, and that I have my own strengths and have my own needs for improvement, and I just happened to find myself in this place, like further through grounding, through everyday struggling through, am I a good place or am I not? Like I have my own things that I have to battle on my own as a person, as a professional. I also have that as well. So I'm a regular person that is finding myself through constantly paying attention to what's going on around me and in me. And so the idea of being committed to the mental health and well-being of the people around me, and I care a lot about people, is to be able to do that for myself as well. Constantly evaluating on my own. How are you feeling? How are you doing? What's going on? Do you feel like you're not grounded? Because it happens. It happens all the time. The other thing is that as somebody is just recognizing that it feels like I have done so much. I recognize only after looking at it, like I recognize, wow, you have you've done a lot. And it's coming back constantly to the idea of like, it was centered on purpose, on purpose around finding myself and who I was and what I enjoy. And what's important is really like the mental health and well-being of the people. And how that can show up in many different ways. It doesn't just happen on this one-to-one level. It happens in conversations. It happens in structures. It happens in many different ways. And so the idea of like me coming to this place of having a little bit more understanding around this is because over time, finding myself in it, finding mm-hmm. myself and then taking leaps around it. Like, you know what? This is where you're going. This mm-hmm. is what your path is. And really finding myself grounded to be able to do that every day. I don't stay grounded. Like, I would argue if anybody says that they stay grounded, that they have a little more reflection to do. There's practices you have to be able to practice grounding on a regular basis. So about me, I'm a regular person who stay trying to find grounding on a regular basis, find my grounding, come back up, do it again. Mm-hmm. And how I'm just constantly in the place of just like constantly feeling very full about the opportunity to engage with people, to have these conversations, to really center people's mental health and well-being. Wow.
I think that's a perfect way to end the show. thank you very much for being here. It has been a full conversation for me. I love when I'm at 42 years old this year, I'm still able to learn, you know, I'm still able to, okay, this is something that's been on my mind and I've been wondering about it. And okay, I have some clarity on, and now I have a better understanding of how that is. I think that's a gift that I'm giving myself with each conversation that I've been having with folks, especially over the pandemic, and being able to have these one-on-one kind of conversations. So Gabrielle Jackson, thank you so much for being here. If people want to get in touch with you, want to find out more about the multitude of organizations that you have, how can they reach out and get in touch?
They can check out my website. It's www.diasporichealing.com. So that's D as in dog, I A, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O R I C, H E A L I N G.com.
That's it. You heard it here first. Thank you so much, Gabrielle Jackson. Wish you all the best. And
thank you so much, Kim.
You know, if you have anything new, you definitely let us know. And we'd love to have you back on the show at any time that you're ready. That brings us to the end of another show. You need to tune in every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominic Ferguson, and you have been listening to CKUT on 90.3 FM. If you want to hear the rest of the show because you didn't get a chance to hear it, you can go to our website, www.ckut.ca/archive, and you can listen to it at 8:31. See you next week. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever. Close your eyes. The magic Vegas on acid, seen through East Saint Laurent glasses, and I've realized that I've arrived, cause it take more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhymes? Just sort of, I thank him, that mean I forget better shit than you ever thought of. Damn, is he really that caught up? I ask, if you talking about classes, do my name get brought up? I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort, or even a Ford track recorder. So it's only right that I let the top drop on a drop top Porsche. For yourself, that's important. If you strip my
yes, name, yes, Porsche, yes, it's that time of year again. CKUT's annual funding drive. The theme for this year is CKUT Till Infinity. CKUT is a community-based university radio station, and this year's goal is $35,000. Here at Soul Perspectives, we would like our listeners and supporters to help us reach our personal goal of 10% of that, $3,500. We need just 100 people to donate $35 each. There will be prizes and surprises for all of our supporters. You can mail your checks to 3647 University Street or go to ckut.ca/donate. The fundraising drive officially runs from March 17 to 27. Please specify Soul Perspectives on your donation contribution. You can also donate at any point in time in the year. You are listening to Soul Perspectives on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydy. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carré. You can link us 514-481-24.
Le son de cette sonnette vous semble probablement bien banal. À moins que l'on vous dise que c'est Gilles, 75 ans, qui distribue des repas à des personnes dans le besoin de son quartier. Et que pour bien des gens, c'est le son le plus réconfortant qu'ils entendront aujourd'hui. Le Québec est riche de ses aînés. Reconnaissons leur contribution. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT's annual funding drive, CKUT Till Infinity, takes place from March 17th to 27th, 2022.
We have brand new merch available for our donors, including shirts, bags, and hats.
Donations over $30 will also be entered to win from a selection of exciting prizes from our sponsors.
This year's sponsors include
Loofah Farms,
Briar Patch Magazine,
Pop Montreal,
Encore Books and Vinyl,
Drawn and Quarterly,
La Bobineuse,
RIDM,
Mutech,
Centaur Theatre,
CNL Cycle,
La Maison des Bières,
Cinéma du Parc, Beaubien and Dumisey,
Death of Vinyl,
La Rama Records,
Constellation Records,
Celluloid Lunch Records,
and Pizza Bouquet.
CKUT would like to thank our community sponsors whose generous support helps put the fun in funding drive.
For more details on prizes and to donate, go to ckut.ca/donate.
Listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro. Ascoltate emisiunea de radio Marca Ro pe 90.3 FM CKUT.
Dragi prieteni, postul de radio CKUT este în perioadă de strângere de fonduri. Dacă doriți să sprijiniți emisiunea voastră preferată Marcaro, puteți să o faceți intrând pe site-ul www.ckut.ca și făcând o donație pe numele emisiunii noastre. Veți primi în schimb surprize, tricouri, șepci și alte amintiri frumoase pe care le puteți păstra. Vă mulțumim foarte mult!
Să mă întorc din drum. Lumea noastră încet ni se destrabă și-am pierdut fără să știe tot ce-a fost mai bun în noi. Poate n-am știut să fim așa cum ne-am dorit să fim. Poate am rătăcit de mult iubirea și n-am știut să o mai găsim. Nu mă uita, nu, nu mă uita, nu. Draga mea, când vreți să nu ai teamă, aș putea vreodată să te întorc din drum. Lumea noastră împreună se destramă, tot ce ieri a fost mai bun în doi, am pierdut fără să știm de ce. N-am știut să spunem noi atunci când toți doreau, da. Poate n-am știut.
Ascultați emisiunea de radio Marcaro pe 90,3 FM CKUT.
Mamă îmi spuneai să n-ascult oamenii răi și vorbele în vânt, să nu mă las niciodată înfrânt, ca sufletul și inima nu se vând. Da, tată, te aud și acum, să stau o viață drept, să fiu un om bun, că timpul trece și în urmă rămân doar lacrimi și fum.
Amintiri n-am să le uit niciodată, n-aș mai trăi de-o mie de ori. Amintiri, hei mamă, uite-mă, tată, vreau să trăiesc încă o dată, toți anii să-i aduc înapoi. Thank you.
asta tot într-un balon de săpun. Aș vrea să iam aici și să nu-i mai las, să-ntorc toți anii ăștia ca pe un ceas. Și câteodată așa merg de dor să mă strângă iar în brațele lor. Doamne, fă cumva și am tot ce vrei, pentru o secundă tu adumi pe ei.
Amintiri n-am să le uit niciodată, cât inima mea o să bată. Le-aș mai trăi de o mie de ori. Amintiri, hei mamă, uite-mă tată, vreau să trăiesc încă o dată. Toți anii să-i aduc înapoi.
Dragi prieteni, postul de radio CKUT este în perioadă de strângere de fonduri. Dacă doriți să sprijiniți emisiunea voastră preferată Marcaro, puteți să o faceți intrând pe site-ul www.ckut.ca și făcând o donație pe numele emisiunii noastre. Veți primi în schimb surprize, tricouri, șepci și alte amintiri frumoase pe care le puteți păstra. Vă mulțumim foarte mult!
Aș vrea să-mi dai ce nu mai am, aș vrea să-mi dai un topogan, aș vrea să-mi cânti miez de noapte și să-mi prins părul într-o parte, citește-mi iară dintr-o carte. Aș vrea plimbare cu un tramvai, aș vrea ca ise dacă ai. Aș vrea zăpadă de 3 metri, o casă mată kilometri. Aș vrea puțină mentă în ceai. Cine m-a făcut om mare? Nu m-a întrebat ce mi se pare. Mi se pare că-i nedrept, nu mi se pare că-i corect. Dă-te jos acum din nuc, te-așteaptă o treabă de făcut. Și multe alte legi ori sta, ori sta acum în grija ta. Te-așteaptă grijile, bla, bla. Și mi-ar plăcea să fii mamă.
Mi se pare că-i
everybody listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro.
Uite, cine cel mai tare acum? Am speranța strânsă în pumn. O să arăt lumii cum sunt un supererou, n-am nevoie de costum. Uite, cine cel mai tare acum? Am speranța strânsă în pumn. O să arăt lumii cum sunt un supererou, n-am nevoie de costum. O să arăt întregii lumi că sunt un supererou. Eu lupt din nou și din nou cu mine și eu must go on. O să arăt întregii lumi cât de mulți au înșelat. Pământul nu este plat, așa că n-am cum să cad. Ne-au legat la ochi și au încercat să ne mintă. În capăt de tunel stă rezemat o simplă oglindă. Pentru că noi suntem lumina. De fapt noi suntem lumina.
De fapt noi suntem lumina.
Uite, cine cel mai tare acum? Am speranța strânsă în pumn. O să arăt lumii cum sunt un supererou, n-am nevoie de costum. Uite, cine cel mai tare acum? Am speranța strânsă în pumn. O să arăt lumii cum sunt un supererou, n-am nevoie de costum.
Uite,
cine cel mai tare acum? Am speranța strânsă în pumn. O să arăt lumii cum sunt un supererou, n-am nevoie de costum. Uite, cine cel mai tare acum? Am speranța strânsă în pumn. O să arăt lumii cum sunt un supererou, n-am nevoie de costum.
Ai fost vreodată dincolo, ori îmi plângând să vezi cum e. Să înțelegi de ce nu vreau să mai trăiesc așa. Și ai simțit vreodată cum e să te zbați și să te rup de tot, să n-ai niciun loc și credere deloc. Fii soarele care răsare în zori. Eu m-am pus și greu, învață-mă să fiu eu. Fii tare când viața.
Te va salva și lumea va fi a ta. Speranța mă.
trăiesc, să pot deschide ochii iar și să văd clar ce e bun, ce e rău. Cu tine nu e greu, astăzi vreau să fiu eu. Tare când viața
Dragi prieteni, postul de radio CKUT este în perioadă de strângere de fonduri. Dacă doriți să sprijiniți emisiunea voastră preferată, Marcaro, puteți să o faceți intrând pe site-ul www.ckut.ca și făcând o donație pe numele emisiunii noastre. Veți primi în schimb surprize, tricouri, șepci și alte amintiri frumoase pe care le puteți păstra. Vă mulțumim foarte mult!
Inima e în mâna ta, spune ea. Te minte ca tu să ai grijă de ea, grijă de ea. Dar îngerul tău e un demon cu harpă de fapt și vrea, vrea să atingă corp în patul tău și pe muzica ta. Spune că nu vrea să lovești cu pumnii-n pereți. Tu știi că minte și ar vrea și lacrimi, lacrimi și pumnii-n pereți, lacrimi și pom pomnii-n pereți. Spune lacrimi și pumnii-n pereți, lacrimi și pumnii-n pereți. Cea mai tristă frază este totul va fi bine. Lacrimi și pumnii-n pereți, lacrimi și pumnii-n pereți. De la adiță băieți meci, pentru fete ca tine. E un dans violent unde ți-au dă-l de baș. I-aruncă un din argumente, tu dai și urci etaj cu etaj. Ea spune, spune, spune că nu vrea să lovești cu pumnii în pereți. Eu știi că minte și ar vrea și lacrimi, lacrimi și pumnii în pereți, lacrimi și pom pomnii în pereți. Spune lacrimi și pumnii în pereți, lacrimi și pumnii în pereți. Cea mai tristă frază este totul va fi bine. Lacrimi și pumnii în pereți, lacrimi și pumnii în pereți. De la adiță băieți veți, pentru fete ca tine. Și spune că e frumoasă și în visele tale adesa tot cereai de mireasă. Dar azi se va rupe în patru sufletul tău, tu spune încă o dată iubire, încă o dată pe nume. Lacrimi și pumnii în pereți, lacrimi și pumnii în pereți. Cea mai tristă frază este totul va fi bine. Lacrimi și pumnii în pereți, lacrimi și pumnii în pereți. De la adiță băieți veți, pentru fete ca tine.
Lacrimi.
ascultați emisiunea de radio Marcaro pe 90,3 FM CKUT.
Shaquille, Magic Juice, Football's in the house. Deci am pierdut tot când am plecat. Nici soarele nu-i pe cer și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa. Te pup, papa. Astă seară o facem la de iar. Cică până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat un pic cam slow motion. Grav și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Ca o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-s când o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt fals. Vecinii să mă ierte că nu știu prea bine ce fac. Băieții pe jos, iar fetele pe val. Toată lumea e cu mâinile în aer. Băi, cred că așa e normal. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Ca o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-s când o serenadă și te iau la val. Sticla de palincă m-a făcut să scând fal.
Time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishal Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates on this Funding Drive special. To get tonight's program started off, here is Johnny Guitar Watson playing his number, Space Guitar.